Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And now,
be curious, not judgmental.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
May not even be safe, probably not for your workers even.
Streaming on WEEI.com and everywhere on the Odyssey app.
On the phone right now, it appears to be Eric Shun.
Good morning. Apologies to everyone here from Dr. Master Coach Eric Shun. Tight end, everybody does enjoy it. I enjoy tight end myself.
This is
the Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up, G-Man? How you doing?
We're happy to have the Hill Man.
I love the show, by the way. It's great.
Starring Greg Hill.
I asked her who the artist was because I didn't know it.
Right.
And what was your answer?
I said, Sinead.
Sinead?
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
They jealous of us.
Wiggy.
Do you think teams like are up all night going, damn, how the hell do we stop Hunter Henry?
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
I mean, Courtney, I'm not really sure I understand that.
Courtney Cox.
It's so much more hotter today than it was back in 1977.
There was nothing else to do for Greg except go outside and, like, kick a ball around.
And accompanied by...
Hi.
Two big brains behind the glass.
David Ortiz.
Curtis.
Sorry, how many Sinead's do you know?
No, one.
She's the only famous. One. Sinead O'Connor. That's it.
And Shime.
You know, like, the plyometric boxes that you have to jump on top of? I could jump on the big one.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
On Boston Sports Original.
Cheers. Crushing the Bears. I'm watching the Pats.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill! Show! Greg Hill! Show! All right.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Let's go!
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What up? What up? Happy Monday.
Oh. Yeah.
Good morning to the base warlock first in on the Twitch chat this morning, Curtis. Hello. Oh. How are you?
Good morning.
What's happening, Curtis?
What a great weekend it was. A little too hot yesterday in Southie. My God.
Well, good news is that spring will have sprung at 5 p.m. today officially.
All right. That's what's up.
I'm sure you'll have a spring weather forecast coming up momentarily, Curtis.
Oh, I cannot wait. The weather center is booming.
What condition is Southie in this morning after yesterday's event?
Oh, God. Honestly, the happiest day of the year is today. We're 364 days away from people coming and puking on my street.
Oh, come on, Curtis. Yesterday was unbelievable. People showed out. It was great. This morning, it is disgusting.
Well,
the lobby to my building is repulsive.
Really?
Outside, two massive piles of throw-up that I'm constantly yanking Harry away from. Santa watched a 45-year-old woman in a St. Patrick's Day hat puke. Right outside of our door. Her husband was standing there just smoking a cigarette, he said. Disgusting.
Well, what's he supposed to do? Hold her hair?
Yes.
Okay, that's what he should do.
Or maybe clean it after. They threw a towel over it like that was going to help. It's disgusting out there.
Is that the, like, the Southie implants who come in?
Probably.
Are people who've lived in Southie their whole life, are they wilding out on St. Patty's Day? Well, or is this like the people who just
from the suburbs.
That happen to be living, the Southie yuppies.
I think the difference is the people that have lived there their whole life are wilding out, as you put it, but they can handle it.
Okay.
I think the people that were just visiting yesterday may have overdone it a little bit, and they can't handle it.
Disgusting.
So,
I've officially become old when I see people in not weather appropriate clothes, and I get mad. Like, I'm like, it's cold out. Put a jacket on.
Well, it was great to see you and Courtney yesterday. We had a great event in Loco, and the parade, this year's parade is in the books. So,
all right.
But it's the official first day of spring, and I guess it's, Curtis, you know better than me, but it's going to be 60 tomorrow. Is that right?
Well, yeah. Mid-50s today, 60s tomorrow. And let me just tell you this, Greg. Right. We get at odds on occasion. Your kids are so nice.
Oh,
like,
Curtis.
Just such kind, like, normal people. I don't know how you're their dad.
It's their mother. It's all due to their mother. Their mother did a lot of hard work on raising them, and it's reflected in their demeanor and their character. I appreciate you saying that.
Even their friends are nice, though. Yeah. Everybody that they surround themselves with is. It's very nice.
Generally how it works. You surround yourself with good people, you won't be in a strip club waving around a pistol.
That is true.
And Jimmy G was there. It was great to see him. He looked great.
By the way, I'm beginning to wonder if Wiggy and Kyrie Irving are onto something when it comes to legalized sports betting getting in the way of enjoying sports after TCU and Gonzaga last night.
How about that one?
That TCU kid hits a very nice, casual, meaningless three. And everybody wants to, they're sending him death threats because that line was 4.5 points last night. I mean, is that getting in the way of enjoying the beauty of March Madness?
You know, I think people would still be doing it even if it wasn't legal in Madness.
Stop it, Sean. Stop it.
I mean, are you kidding me? The poor guy.
0.7 seconds on the clock. Let the ball, like, I mean, seriously, what are we doing here?
So that's the issue, is you blame the player.
Of course. I mean, come on.
He brought it on himself.
What are we doing
here? But you think he's thinking of that when he is playing in that game?
His mind is not there. Listen, I'm not saying he's thinking about that, but I'm saying as I'm watching the game, and this is my fan experience now has changed.
Of course.
Why are you even doing that? Just do what most people do when there's no shot at coming back in this 0.7 seconds on the clock. Take the ball and just let the clock run out. Come on. And how can you enjoy? And like you said, so you don't think this kid is getting death threats and called all types of names?
Yeah.
All right. No, it doesn't affect the game. I mean, this has been going on for 50 years since gambling. Okay.
I know. I might be on your side
now. I told you.
After last night, I might be on your side.
Well, just think about all of the casual viewing fans, right, who say, like, oh, this is a pure lock. Like, you know, now, you know, you don't gamble all the time. And then this jabroni does that, and you to bet on the game. I mean, you're looking for the closest thing to throw at the kid if you're in the arena. I feel bad for him, but come on, man.
Bit of a swing and a miss for you and I with Grand Canyon on Friday night.
Well, you know what? That's the thing.
Yeah, I think
you can put that on Kostos, though.
I would put it on Kostos.
Didn't you get that from Nick Kostos?
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, you should have said Princeton.
But in the first half, they were close.
Yeah, well.
It was back and forth. I'm like, we're going to win this.
He should have won with Princeton. Kind of betting that.
How's your bracket, Greg?
Another bracket buster, Curtis, for me.
What a weekend it was.
All right. Well, anyway, we got lots to get to on the show this morning, including today's leads, which we will have for you coming up in just about 15 minutes at 6:25. And then at 7 on today's show, what are we doing with Chris Curtis? And we will explore what one influencer has decided to do with her time and why she is doing it is the question that Chris Curtis has. So we'll get to that coming up at 7 on today's show. News with Courtney at 7:30, and AAU playing time rage led to gun violence in Baltimore, of all places. So we'll get to that during the news. Yes, Curtis?
As a tease for what are we doing, the former Courtney may be doing it right now.
It's possible. You're referring to Danielle.
Yes.
Her trip looks incredible.
Does.
I think you're right about that, Curtis. So.
The heat water, whatever it's called, the spa water.
Where is she? Iceland or something like that, Danielle?
Yeah.
Fitchburg?
She's turned into the Rex Trailer of our generation, where she goes on these trips with Crimson Travel and people. It's a nice thing.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
Little known fact.
What?
Iceland, not a lot of ice there.
I've seen it. There's actually more ice on Greenland. You're right. Yeah.
Right.
Good job.
And the reason why it's Iceland, you know the reason why they call it Iceland?
Yes, every fifth grader knows it. It's the only thing you learn in fifth grade.
And why is that?
What? Why they call it Iceland?
Yeah.
Because it's closer to the, isn't it because it's closer to or farther away from the equator?
No, because the people that originated there, like the founding fathers, wanted a name.
They invented ice?
No, the place was so beautiful, they didn't want nobody else to come there, so they decided to call it Iceland
really?
To deter people from coming there.
Oh, geez, good job, Wiggy.
I didn't know that.
Well, you know.
History corner with Wiggy.
I thought every fifth grader knew it.
That's what I thought.
Every fifth grader knows that there's more ice in Greenland than there is in Iceland.
Right,
but I didn't know why.
Yeah, exactly, that's
See,
why.
I learn something from you every day.
People are not going to want to go to a place that's called Iceland. Right. That was their mindset, and it worked.
Yes, you're right about that. You're absolutely right about that.
Maybe Danielle will be telling her, what are they, her traveling buddies there.
Yes, yes, yes. Also on the show this morning, we will get to They Said It at 8. They said it is a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports, and we'll discuss why Mookie Betts stands by the World Baseball Classic.
USA.
Even though every single player that you want to see on the baseball field this summer is getting hurt. But Mookie Betts stands by it, and we will discuss that coming up at 8 on this morning show. If you want to be on at any point this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937 or... If you prefer to text, you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. And right now, Courtney, and what is trending this morning?
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Commonwealth of Massachusetts. I just saw in the news that apparently Joe Biden all in on Ted Lasso this season. He put up the Believe sign above the entry into the Oval Office.
Really?
Right. So you could go and hit that on your way in, you know?
Okay. All right.
The Bruins got a shutout over the Sabres 7-0 yesterday. Jake DeBrusk had 4 points on the day. Your guy, Greg. While Jeremy Swayman was in goal, he had 26 saves. That's back-to-back shutouts for the Swayman. Here's what Jim Montgomery had to say about the goalie.
I think he's been really good. I don't know what the date was, but he's been phenomenal for a long stretch. And I think he's just more in a rhythm as well because of how many games we've been playing here in March.
Well, looks like Adam Jones was right. You probably should have traded Linus.
That's crazy.
Looks like that could be a starting goalie come playoffs.
I know. You may have a goaltender controversy when the playoffs begin.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that giant, that leaping hug they gave each other in the controversy there?
Yes. They're in love.
Yes.
Okay, only one can play.
Yep. The Bees off tonight. They welcome the Senators to town tomorrow. In football news, it seems like the Cowboys, who were high on OBJ, are out after a trade they made to the Texans to get Brandon Cooks. And Devin McCourty is officially part of the media, tweeting out breaking news over the weekend saying, I'm new to this, but hashtag Patriots just agreed to terms to bring back special teams ace Cody Davis back on a one-year deal. Special teams had a big drop when Cody went down for the year. Veteran leadership and elite play back in Foxborough, LFG.
He's like a beat writer now, huh?
Yeah, he is ready to go. The Red Sox were in action yesterday as well. They beat the Phillies 9-5. Nick Pivetta got the start. He went 4 innings. But to quote Boss Man Laird on Twitter, welcome back, baby Pedro. Brian Bello dealing. He struck out 3 over his 2 innings pitch. There's nothing better than Ken Laird on Twitter during spring training games.
Baby Pedro.
By nothing, do you mean everything?
Red Sox spring training continues today at 105. Sox and Pirates. You can listen to that on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Network with Brad Foe and Will Fleming on the call in Boston on WEEI AM 850 and on the Odyssey app throughout most of New England. And countdown to opening day at Fenway, 10 days away.
That's it?
That's it.
Just
final
10
countdown.
Days away. I can't believe it.
Yep.
Johnny Egan was talking to me yesterday. Are we doing the broadcast at Fenway Park on the home opener?
I think so. I think we are doing the broadcast in the park at the WEEI studio in the park, I believe.
You got to love it. I have fallen from the boardroom to I get the information of where this show is from Johnny Egan.
My king, Johnny Egan.
Is he your king?
He's my king.
The nicest guy in the planet.
The best.
He's a good man.
He would do anything for anyone.
Yeah.
He is the best.
and he's kind and courteous. You notice he takes his hat off when he's talking to a woman?
When you go to hug him, when you see him for the first time, he takes his hat off, puts it at his chest, and gives you a hug.
Yeah.
He is...
That's called manners.
As good as it gets. They don't make it like him anymore.
They don't.
No.
You're right about that. The great monkey, Johnny Egan, mm-hmm. one of the all-time great people.
Greg takes a woman's shirt off when he's talking to her.
Curtis, how
what?
Dare you?
What is
Curtis? That's really a long way to go on that one.
Wow. Jeez,
Louise. My goodness.
I'll take my hat off to you, Greg.
Yes. Yeah. Curtis was sporting a nice green selfie sweatshirt at the event yesterday.
Really?
So for a guy who talks a lot of trash about selfie, he was repping hard.
I live there. I just don't like when the Neanderthals come and ruin it.
Rep your hood, man.
And spring is officially here. You can brighten up your bank account by going to findmassmoney.com. It only takes a minute to check your name or your friends and family's names. Go to findmassmoney.com. It's fast, it's easy, and it's free. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
It is freezing outside this morning if you're going out with your dog. It's 28 degrees. It feels like 21 in downtown Boston. The afternoon high, though, will be 52 degrees, and we're approaching 60 and sunny tomorrow.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Man, what a beautiful sunrise. I'm watching it on Twitch right now. You can watch this show on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. Last day of winter. Spring arrives at 5 p.m. today, and Curtis says 60 tomorrow. You better activate the storm. Can you activate the storm center when it's good weather, Curtis, or is that only bad weather?
Oh, no. People think I'm negative, but the storm center works equally for good weather as it does for bad.
Okay, excellent. All right, good to hear. This is, hold on a minute, this is Tony from Hanover. Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Whitney, where'd you go to fifth grade? Iceland is named after a Norwegian explorer saw the ice in the fjords.
Oh.
And before that, the monks called it Isis, which is a Gaelic translation for Jesus.
Oh. No, do your research. Go dig on it. Wiggy, that's what they want you to believe.
It appears, Wiggy earlier was very confident.
I'm telling you.
When he was talking about why they named Iceland Iceland.
Yep.
It seems like maybe Tony is here to call you fraudulent.
Go do it. They tricked you into believing it was the so much ice there.
Well, no, Tony's telling you.
I'm telling you, Tony's wrong.
Oh.
That's what I'm telling you.
I mean,
go do your research.
Tony seems
Tony
seems like a nice man.
No, I'm not saying he's not nice, but I'm just telling you he's wrong. Go Google the real reason why it's called Iceland. It's that simple. Takes one Google search, and you'll see it over and over and over.
Tony, where are you getting your information from? Because Wiggy gets his from Google, from the Google machine.
My grandparents are actually from Iceland.
That seems like boots on the ground.
I'm sourcing. Yeah, it does. It really
well,
does.
Just because they're from there, I mean, we live in America. We've been tricked to believe a lot of things, right?
Very
throughout
true.
History. Just trying to help Tony and his ancestors out here.
I don't know if they need your help.
The original Vikings wanted to keep people off Iceland because it was such a beautiful place that that's why they called it Iceland.
The Vikings weren't in Iceland.
I'm telling you. Google it, Tony.
Wiggy's talking about the Minnesota Vikings. Oh. He gets confused from time to time.
Wait, weren't they on a pontoon boat?
No, that I have no idea.
All right, Tony, thank you for clearing that
up. Wait, did Leif Erikson go to Iceland?
That's a great question. Leif Erikson discovered, many believe that he discovered America, correct? Before Christopher Columbus did?
Yes, happy Leif Erikson Day, famous SpongeBob episode.
Right. I mean, I don't know.
Do you have to dump Columbus?
I think you're allowed to mention Christopher Columbus in that particular way, Curtis, I think.
Okay, thank God.
I think it's all right. All right. Well, I believe Wiggy. I mean, I'm shown incontrovertible evidence to the contrary. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, Iceland is where Boris Baski and Bobby Fischer had the big gigantic chess match back when. Reykjavik, Iceland. Bobby Fischer defeated Boris Baski for the World Chess Championship.
I love a good discussion about the chess masters. One of my all-time favorite things. Were either one of them using anal beads to signal each other or no?
Knight to D7.
No, okay. Bobby Fischer wouldn't allow any cameras in there. He flipped out over the cameras.
Oh, wow. Weird dude, that Bobby Fischer. Very, very strange guy. Very strange, but a great chess player.
No
one
cameras
of the all-time greats. Emergency top five greatest chess masters of all time. Do we have time for that? No. Okay.
Number five. Bill Belichick playing chess.
The one with the anal vibrating beads.
There we go.
He was the best.
That story kind of just went away.
It did. Yeah, it did kind of go away. Thankfully. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Dave?
Hey, Hillman. So I've come to the conclusion that you can kind of categorize men nowadays into either Bills or Franks. If you've watched The Last of Us, I think you know what I'm talking about. Would you consider yourself a Bill or a Frank? I need to know.
I think I'm probably, I guess I'm probably more of a Bill.
Okay.
Yes.
Bill's the one who showed up, right?
Yes, Bill's the one who showed up. Yeah.
I'd probably be a Bill too.
You'd be a Bill, yeah. I think I'm probably more of a Bill. All right.
Yeah. I'd want to knock at Frank's door to make things very easy for me.
I mean, I'm not very Frank, excellent cook.
Oh,
fantastic chef.
Great hunter.
Yeah.
Was able to build, you know.
I'm good at eating the meal.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not really.
I have none of those skills whatsoever.
Bill was a little bit softer than Frank. So I would say you guys are both Bills.
We're both Bills?
Yeah.
All right.
You've got a heart.
And I don't know how to do anything with my hands. When it comes to building stuff.
All right. Glad we got that out of the way. Is a call about anything Monday? Is that what's going on here? I think it is. All right. Let's get to this, Shine.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Well done, Gregory.
Oh, took a minute, but I got it. Let them breathe. Got me there, Sean. We got to get up pretty early to fool yours truly when it comes to music. Nice try. Today's leads brought to you by Ketch's Law Group. Ketch's has had the backs of New England's construction workers since 1986. You pay nothing unless they win. So if you've been injured, get a free evaluation when you call 508-321-7000 or when you visit catcheslaw.com. Hey, Shime.
Hey, Gregory. Well, today I'm not here necessarily to yell about the Patriots, but it's more so at the people. These super homer reporter people are really getting on my nerves. And
be specific.
One.
Which ones?
I'll call them out by name. Okay. I have no, like the Pat's Pulpits of the world, the Evan Lazars of the world, who are all excited that the Patriots decided to like re-sign two special teamers and then sign Carl Davis to this nice special teams extension, and they're giving like $6 million to a bleeping long snapper. So they're all excited that you really got to shore up those special teams because they've been so bad the last couple years. Yeah, Brendan Schooler was on that special teams unit last year. So was Matthew Slater. It's not the players, you morons. It has changed since the coach took over. Cam Accord came in, and then the special teams got bad. I don't know. I see a correlation. 2 years in a row, it's been bad. Two kickoff returns for touchdowns against the Bills. You let up one against the Vikings. I'm losing my mind on these people because they're also excited that, oh, shoring up the special teams. That was definitely a part of it. You know, special teams, Greg, they won you two Super Bowls. Don't let them finger wag at you.
You're waiting for a splash. You want a legit splash.
I want something.
I don't think it's happening.
It's not going to happen. Your best thing you're going to get is Juju Smith-Schuster. But yeah. There were so many other options and opportunities for them to do something effective in the free agency market, and they didn't. And I'm sick and tired of these people trying to make lemonade out of chicken bleep.
Rather than chicken bleep, you should use what I use, which is Shime's potatoes. That's what I say.
Honestly. That's what I feel like the Patriots are serving us. My potatoes.
You're going to have to get it in the draft. Whatever you want to add, you're going to have to get it in the draft.
Yeah, you're going to have to. I think a lot of people are. I think the draft is going to have to bring you a wide receiver, but knowing Bill and the way it's been, you're probably maybe Curtis said this last week, probably trade down and you're getting an offensive lineman and picking up another draft pick somewhere in the third, fourth, or fifth round.
All right, Chime, not happy so far when it comes to free agency and the
not
New England Patriots. Thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. I have some optimism to share with everyone. It is my contention that Wiggy's belief regarding the Patriots' potential interest in Lamar Jackson may not be unfounded.
We have to talk about Lamar Jackson.
It's not. You can get mad at this. Is a friend of yours, a drinking buddy.
Okay.
Here is a Super Bowl champion, friend of Bill on ESPN, Rob Ninkovich on Friday.
If you're another football team, I don't know, like the Patriots. If you're the Patriots and you go and you make an attempt to get Lamar, that changes everything, absolutely everything. And listen, the Patriots instantly become division favorites, and to me, get right back into that Super Bowl.
Okay.
Right back into that Super Bowl mix. It got bleated out there at the end. And A, he's not wrong. And B, I believe Bill Belichick feels that way.
Mm-hmm.
And what does Bill need to do? Win now. He's got a record. And he wants to be in contention. We've had a little bit of a disagreement about the quarterback going forward. You know, I'm comfortable with Mac. But if they are able to get what now appears to be a depressed asset, nobody's really interested in Lamar Jackson.
Right.
They can negotiate on their terms. And Mike Florio notes this morning that if there's anybody that could lay out the terms in a matter-of-fact way to the self-represented Jackson, it's Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's happening or not, but when I start hearing actual Patriots people using their pulpit to discuss this, I believe there's a little smoke.
Okay.
That's a Mac Island guy, too.
Yep.
Yep.
Well,
Nico's a Mac Island guy.
Is he?
Oh, yes.
We got to add him to the sensei artwork then.
Yeah, he's been on that
Curtis,
island.
I was told over the weekend, I think it was somebody who was at the event yesterday, that you look a little bit frustrated on Mac Island in the drawing. Yeah. I don't know if that's accurate.
Well, that's
or not.
My base level.
It looks like you're being held there against your will.
Curtis is there, but he doesn't really want to be there. Yeah. It's almost like. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, I never wanted to be a part of this show anyway. Stuck here against my will.
All right, Curtis, thank you. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. I'm doubling down on what Curtis said. I know that last week I had a little bit of a flub when it came to ESPN radio. Legend Eric Shun, but I vetted this source.
Oh, you have a source. Okay. Another source.
Another source. Okay. ESPN's Jeremy Fowler.
Ivana Tinkle.
He said
Jeremy Fowler.
Yep.
Yeah.
He said that the Patriots are a wild card team to watch in the Lamar Jackson sweepstakes.
All right.
He said that the Patriots seem to still be showing some interest there.
Okay.
In the same report, it was also talked about the Pats being interested still in Odell Beckham Jr.
Huh.
Now, we've gone back and forth on how much it would cost to get OBJ. There was a report out there that said $20 million. He wants top dollar. OBJ took to Twitter over the weekend saying, I'm just so confused where the quote is from me that said I want 20. All I'm saying is four ain't enough. So some team has offered him $4 million. Yeah. He said that's not enough. He's also not looking for 20 million.
That was probably the Patriots that offered.
That's what I was thinking, but hopefully it wasn't. Yeah. So I would just say keep your hopes alive.
Huh, okay.
All right. Yep.
All right. All right.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Thank you, Courtney. You're welcome. Good morning.
All right. Good morning. So, kind of not really on a courtesy, but I do agree with him. But two guys that you can probably say bye-bye to after this year. One might be Bill Belichick, and this is the other one. Wick, I'm talking to you. Celtics, you better win it this year because it looks like you might be without Jaylen Brown. Yeah. I don't know if you saw some of the
interview that he did with the New York Times.
Yeah, yeah, well, you know, for a brother in Boston, he want to be gone.
Yeah.
He do not want to be here. And if you are the Boston Celtics, this is your year to really, you got to, I mean, it's really too late to go all in because the trade deadline's over, but this team better win a championship.
He doesn't like it here.
Well, no, he thinks that, obviously, I know we'll probably get into it, which, you know, coming from Jaylen Brown now, I want to see how people spin this story. Because when Kyrie says, it's like, what the hell does Kyrie know? But coming from Jaylen Brown, we know what Jaylen Brown's personality is. We know that he just doesn't throw stones and hides his hands. But he says, as a black athlete, it's very difficult for even him, you know, whether it's trying to get business opportunities, whether it's buying a house, some of the stuff that he hears from fans, and these are, you know, your home fans. So if you're a Celtics fan, you should be looking at this, the likelihood of Jaylen Brown coming back. And listen, I don't blame him if he feels that way.
Yeah.
You know, go someplace where they're going to be a little bit more welcoming to you.
The difference between he and Kyrie, though, is Kyrie kind of painted Boston and Celtics fans with a wide brush. Jaylen makes a point to say it's not every Celtic fan. There is a small group of them that definitely hits below the belt. If you have a bad game, they tie it to you personally. Mm-hmm. And I think we see that on a much smaller scale. They're Boston sports fans get dirty. They really hit below the belt. And it's not everybody, but there's a small group. So that's the difference between Jaylen and Kyrie.
But isn't
it
like that everywhere? I mean, you played other places. Aren't there always fans?
Well, no. There are always
jackasses.
There are always fans, but I think you're missing the point. There are always fans. But the other thing he said, just for black entrepreneurs, black business owners, people are like, we know that there are jackass fans everywhere, but when he says the difficulty of being a black athlete in Boston to get these other things, whether it's buying a house, that takes it to another level.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll talk about that, I'm sure, throughout the morning. Thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
Bruins lead for me. My beloved Bruins sit 9 wins away from the best record ever in the NHL with 13 left to play. And you have been afforded, you Bruins fans, have been afforded the greatest luxury, the greatest hockey luxury that there is. And that is 2 hot goaltenders heading into the playoffs. And Jim Montgomery was asked last night about the goalie rotation and about any plans to switch that up and go with either guy as your goaltender going forward. Here's what he said.
Yeah, well, we don't think we need to stray from it right now. I mean, we'll look at, you know, I always talk to goalie Bob and Sweens about, you know, what we think we should be doing to get our goalies in the best position to be ready. And we'll continue to do that, but the rotation's been working really well. You don't have to fix anything. It's not broken.
Don't fix it if it ain't broke. There was one guy on this show wanted to break it.
Well, did you hear
a
what he said?
A month or so ago. Remember that?
You only listen to a certain piece of that audio.
Why?
He said, we're not going to do anything right now, which I understand that. You know, you think come playoff time, you think they're going to be rotating guys?
I think you are so lucky as a hockey fan to have a team that has 2 incredibly hot goaltenders heading into the playoffs. It's such an advantage for this team. Such an advantage for this team. I'm so delighted that they didn't listen to you and get rid of the sway man when you wanted to do that a month ago.
One of them's going to play come playoff time.
It doesn't matter because they're both fantastic.
Yeah, that's
You're
my
so
point.
Lucky. You are so lucky.
That is my point. And you have 2 great goalies.
God forbid one of them gets hurt. You don't have to worry about it. You are rolling your way all the way into the Stanley Cup final. So what a luxury we have when it comes to our Boston Bruins. And will they think they can win 9 of the last 13 and get that best record all time?
Yeah.
You think they can?
Yeah.
No problem?
Mm-hmm.
No worries.
I don't think any. They're just
nothing
so much
stopping them?
Nah, they're so much better than everybody else.
All right. Well, those are today's leads. If you want to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. And Wiggy brought it up. Jaylen Brown, with some interesting comments made over the weekend. We'll discuss what that means for him and the Celtics and the city of Boston coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Coming up on Wednesday, ESPN's Sean McDonough will join us at 9, and we'll talk Bruins with Sean McDonough. Bruins Thursday, this Thursday, and every Thursday with Mike Milbury at 8:20. But back to Wiggy's lead about Jaylen Brown. Because you're suggesting that the Celtics need to make the most of this particular season.
Yep.
Because it appears to you, after what he said to the New York Times, he's going to be gone.
Yeah, you're going to have to trade him. Yeah. I think, Courtney, you said that, like, this is a lot of cities that have issues. And I think that there are. But there's only one other player. I don't hear this from any other players in basketball about their complaints about living in certain cities and the struggles of being a black athlete in that city. There's only one other guy that talked about it, and he talked about it after he left the city he was in. And this is kind of like the road it looks like Jaylen Brown is on. And that was Donovan Mitchell about his time with Utah and talked about how draining it was on his energy night in and night out, knowing that he dealt with all this stuff. But he never said anything until he ultimately got to Cleveland and did a sit down interview and talked about all the issues that he dealt with. And I think a lot of it you're starting to see with Jaylen Brown, and we understand what Jaylen Brown's situation. And Donovan Mitchell said he got a lot of pushback from, you know, him being a person who was very loud when it came to advocating for the black community, black and brown lives and that kind of thing. And that's what, similar to Jaylen Brown, right? We know Jaylen Brown is on the front lines when it comes to that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think of what specifically Jaylen Brown is referring to when it comes to the activism part of it. I think, was he criticized for
backing around Kyrie Irving time in Brooklyn.
I think people were upset with him with that because he retweeted the people that were there to support Kyrie in Kyrie's return. And it turned out he thought it was a fraternity, right?
Yeah,
and
it ended up being
a group that he didn't know. So I think he got pushed back there. But he's basically saying there are a lot of fans in Boston. There's a group of them, Celtics fans, that want you to entertain, play basketball, and then go home and kind of disappear off of their news cycles.
Right. Mm-hmm. They don't want to see you walk and be the front line walking through the streets of Boston protesting.
Right. Yeah. But publicly, I think that the only backlash I've ever seen him get, and I understand, I'm sure his DMs are a constant war. His Twitter mentions are terrible. I do not think he is lying about that one bit. But publicly, the only pushback I've seen him get is the Kyrie Irving situation.
And my thing, my only question about this whole story is, then why did Wick have to go and plead with him and tell him that he wasn't going to be dealt? Like, if he doesn't like it here, why would he care?
Right.
That's the angle of this that I don't understand. Because that's been something that's come up a lot. Where Brown has been needed to be reassured about his place in the organization. If this is a place that you are miserable in, that doesn't all add up to me.
He was asked by the Times, "What has your experience been like as a black professional athlete in Boston?" And he said, "Quote: There's multiple experiences." As an athlete, as a basketball player, as a regular civilian, as somebody who's trying to start a business, as someone who's trying to do things in the community, there's not a lot of room for people of color, black entrepreneurs, to come in and start a business. I think my experience there has not been as fluid as I thought it would be. Even being an athlete, you would think that you've got a certain amount of influence to be able to have experiences, to be able to have some things that doors open a little bit easier. But even with me being who I am, trying to start a business, trying to buy a house, trying to do certain things, you run into some adversity.
And so I guess he's talking about Juice, his brand Juice. Mm-hmm. And because they had a pop-up in the Seaport the last couple of summers, I believe, it's did pretty well. Every time I walked by it, there were a lot of people inside, and I knew that he showed up and did appearances there all the time, and people flooded to see him there. So that's where, if he's talking about his businesses having a hard time starting up those or buying a house, those are off the court issues. That's not fans yelling things at him during games. That's not even DM.
Right, but
things.
I think you're focusing on just the fan element of it. I think what Jaylen Brown is trying to say, and I get him, I understand it. Right. I think what he's trying to say that as a person of color, it's way more difficult to be able to do things. And he thought it would be easier based on who he was. But now he's starting to see we don't know what some of those business meetings are, you know, that he might run into issues. And I understand that. I get it, because as a black person or somebody who does not look the part, you're always going to run into, well, we're not really 100% sure. And so he's saying that this is very difficult for a black person in Boston, and he's using himself. So he's trying to say, can you only imagine what it's like for somebody who isn't Jaylen Brown, who isn't, like, you know, the one of the faces of the Boston Celtics franchise, trying to do some of these other things? And I think he's trying to just shed the light on it. And for me, he's a kid from Atlanta. You know, when he goes there, that the other thing that Donovan Mitchell said that I think maybe Jaylen Brown feels is, like, when he goes to games, he sees a lot of people that look like him in Cleveland now, a lot of young black kids in Cleveland, young brown kids in Cleveland. And Jaylen, being from Atlanta, I lived out there, he probably feels like, man, the opportunities are way more difficult because I'm coming from a place that's considered like the black Mecca.
Yeah. So he's struggled when it comes to buying a home that's a $5 million home or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who don't want to sell a home to Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, I bet that. You don't buy that? I bet you know the person who owns it.
I would love to live near Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, you would.
I mean,
you're one person. You live in the Seaport. How many Jaylen Browns live in the Seaport?
Oh, we got Pete Pritchard in the building.
Stick with Nelson Aguilar.
The Seaport District, which is almost all white, no African Americans there at all.
Yeah, once again, that woman lives in Brookline. Could it be some of these situations? I know he's represented by Kanye West. Yeah. So in the last 18 months, could there have been somebody that was negotiating with his representative that was turned off by who he was represented by?
Maybe.
Could be it.
The group.
And it's also, Jalen had a really hard time understanding the outrage at Kanye West, which, you know, I think we all have to look inward before we express things outward. And I don't question for a second that he's experienced racism. I don't think he's lying. I can't imagine what it's like. I would never know. But I would also like to add to the conversation that he didn't exactly have a lot of sympathy or empathy for Jewish people when they were expressing outrage about his relationship with an anti-Semite.
Yeah.
Well, so, I could see his point to a certain extent on that, right? Because it goes back to, like, the Black Lives Matter. As soon as the Black Lives Matter was brought up, then what did people try to do? They try to flip and go, okay, now all lives matter. But we're like, wait a second. We've been dealing with an issue here for a long, long time. And I think that some of the things that, like Kyrie was saying, and I've said this before, we talked about it, some of the things, there are a lot of black people who agree with Kyrie Irving on some of the things. Maybe not the, you know, some of the Jewish hate that that documentary put out. Mm-hmm. And I think Jalen was one of those people. And Jalen is somebody who you could tell thinks about some of the struggles that black people have to deal with, and he's on the front lines. So that's his mindset.
Also, flat earth. I don't agree on the flat earth.
Well, yeah,
I mean, I've explored it. Yep. I don't think it's... I'm not a flat earth guy.
Well, I always look from when
I'm a flatbread kind of guy, Curtis. Ooh. I'm not a flat earth guy, though.
God, I can have flatbread for lunch.
Nice panini, maybe, even.
When they do the satellite
thing. Also, though, and it doesn't discount anything he said, but reading the New York Times story, Sopan Deb, who's the writer, asks a question. I don't know what preceded it. I don't know whether it was all, you know, chronological in the story. What's it like to be a black person in Boston? I don't think a person in Cleveland is asked that by Sopan Deb.
Yeah.
So we're a victim of our past, so that you're going to ask someone about what it's like based on the track record of the market.
Yeah.
It just seemed, I was reading the story, it's all about Jaylen Brown and where his presence in the NBA, what it, you know, being with Jason Tatum, his relationship, and then it's like, what's it like being black in Boston? I don't understand the relevance.
Well, I guess it will be an issue when it comes to Jaylen Brown and whether or not he remains a Celtic. So we'll continue to talk about that. Kelvin wants to weigh in on that. We'll get to Kelvin and to your calls on Jaylen Brown and other things next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.